Welcome to For the Health of It, an intimate look at public health in Cowley County, Kansas. Join us as we discuss topics that are impacting public health in our community and learn about what we do at your local health department. Hey, welcome everybody to another edition of For the Health of It, Cowley County. This is Tom Langer, the administrator at the health department, who is your host as always. And with me today, we have Allison. Allie, how are you? You're always here. Gosh, you're like, well, you're just like my shadow.
Yeah, I come to work every day. Hello,
I know,
everybody.
How about that? I really appreciate it. Hey, we've got something really special today because this is kind of a special podcast that we're putting together. And we have a really important visitor and friend of ours here in the health department with us today, and it's Sarah Johnson from William Newton Memorial Hospital. Sarah, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me on today. Again, I'm Sarah Johnson, and I'm the Director for Marketing, Strategy, and Communications at William Newton Hospital. I've been with the hospital since 2016, and I am a Cowley County native. I've lived here pretty much my whole life. I currently live in Arc City and work in Winfield.
And today, we're going to talk all about health counts in Cowley County and what it is and why it is and what it leads to and how these things all tie together. I think at the beginning of this year, 2024, when we were looking at things, the number one most important item on the health department's agenda as an organization was to make sure that we were able to contribute to this and make what's going to be happening during the course of the next several months come to fruition and be very successful. And so we're going to have you talk a lot about what we're doing it, and we'll ask questions along the way. And I think the listeners are probably going to like that because I won't talk nearly as much today as I normally do. But Allie, do you have questions that you want to, why don't you jump in here and kind of ask Sarah some of those intro questions, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Sarah, can you tell us a little bit about health counts in Cowley County?
Mm-hmm. Well, for the public, what's most important for the residents of Cowley County to know is that we're going to be doing a countywide survey regarding health and wellness resources. And this is part of a project which is known as the Community Health Needs Assessment, which is done in our county every 3 years. This is an important project because it's going to enable us to get information from our community about what they want, what they're aware of, what they're not aware of. It doesn't necessarily ask personal health questions, but it talks about what your needs are and how, as leaders, the people of Cowley County can come back and determine how we can best meet those needs that are going unmet.
This is really important for the hospital, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people really understand why. Can you talk about that? I mean, William Newton Memorial Hospital is unique in that it's what?
It is a critical access hospital. And so with that designation, our critical access hospital status enables us to get reimbursement from Medicare at cost.
Isn't it also the fact that we've got William Newton is a not-for-profit?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the big reason why, for us to help our community keep the hospital, we participate in the community health needs assessment on a three-year rotating basis, because if we don't do this, they could lose their not-for-profit status. And that's important. We need to keep that.
Yes. So as a critical access hospital and as a nonprofit tax-exempt hospital, that allows us to keep our costs low. It allows us to keep our prices low. So that way we can better serve the people of Cowley County. And it helps us be sustainable because, as we've all heard, there's hospitals across Kansas that are closing. And this is one way where we can make sure that William Newton Hospital stays here for we've been here for almost 100 years. We want to be here for another 100 years, and making sure that not only can we provide the resources that you need, that's why we're asking what you want and what you need, but that we're financially sustainable as well.
Yeah, no, that's very important. I mean, I mentioned as public health officer earlier in the year that we're at a critical crossroads in the last, several months. You know, I'd say that within the last year and a half, we've seen a marked change in the way services are delivered to the residents of Cowley County. And the hospital in Arc City, is undergoing great changes. And a lot of services that they had provided in the past, they don't provide anymore because, you know, again, of the financial requirements that they have. And so all of us that are here that are connected to the healthcare field, including the health department, because public health is part of healthcare, we have a responsibility, or we've stepped up certain things and service delivery has shifted from one sector to the other. And we need to make sure that the residents of our county know about what we all provide, know that they can find it here first, as opposed to having to travel, you know, 50, 60 miles one direction or the other. And that's why this health counts, the big survey that's going to be happening with, what, the next 90 days or so, mm-hmm. is so very, very important, because this data that's going to be collected is going to help us frame how we're going to better services, you know, how we need to communicate with people, what they need, what we have to, how we might have to change, and so forth. Right, Allie?
Right. So this sounds like a really big project. Can you tell us a little bit about the partners that are involved outside of William Newton and the health department?
Mm-hmm. So the past couple of cycles, as they're referred to, for the community health needs assessment, we've had a great partnership between William Newton Hospital and the health department, as well as the community health center in Cali County. And we have really taken a proactive step in engaging more partners this time around. We feel like the more healthcare providers and more stakeholders who are at the table, the better we're going to be able to use the data, but also inform the questions and inform the project. We've brought in locally four county mental health. It's so important to have mental health at the table, because of the last two cycles that we've done this in 2018 and 2021, mental health was at the top as far as an unmet need. So we're excited to have Four County Mental Health on board, because they're also doing a needs assessment as well. We also have SCK Health here. We want to make sure that everywhere in our county is touched with the survey. And so it's not just Winfield. It's not just, you know, Dexter. We want Arc City. We want Burden. We want
Udall, everybody.
All the cities. Everybody. And the only way to do that is to make sure we have all of our major providers here at the table. And then we have some nonprofits involved as well. We have William Newton Healthcare Foundation. We have Legacy Foundation. K-State Research and Extension has also come on board. What a resource for our county. I mean, K-State Research and Extension does so much, and we're hoping throughout this that we can lift them up as well, because, I mean, they're doing preventative health and wellness too. And so it's actually thanks to them where we got our first one of our first grants for this project. And then Rise Cali, which is our local health coalition that's been around for actually decades, but recently rebranded a few years back to Rise Cali, which is our health coalition dedicated to making Cali County a healthier place to live, work, and play. And so there are a number of partners who belong to that coalition who are involved.
Both of you ladies are in leadership roles in that organization.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that, because keeps us plugged in and informed. So. Mm-hmm. It's exceptional.
And Rise Cali has done a lot in our community, been brought over $600,000 in grants here to Cali County, some major project like sidewalk improvements, lighting, you know, to help people be more active, bike racks. The most recent project is improvements to Levy Watson Park in Arc City. Arc City. So really excited about having our local health coalition on board as well. We've got partnerships with our chambers of commerce and our libraries and also our local colleges. Again, talking about, you know, bringing some additional funding here to Cali County. We have funding through the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to conduct this survey through KU School of Medicine, Wichita.
That's pretty impressive, because that's a like a once in a generation type thing that happens. That never really happens very often.
Yeah. So if you're asking like, well, what's this going to cost our county? It's grant money that's funding this. So this money is actually coming from the CDC through KDHE to our county to do this survey.
Let's talk about the survey itself and why this is so different. You mentioned, Sarah, that we've gone through this process. I know as health department administrator, this is going to be my, is it the fourth one? Because I got here in 2015 and we did one that year, that fall was the first one. And so then it was repeated in 18?
Yeah.
And then now, and then we had the sad reality of it having to come up in 21.
Mm-hmm. Pandemic
and now,
time.
And now in 24. And let's be honest, in 21, yeah, it was just, let's just sign off and move on, because we were still dealing with everything nasty pandemic-wise.
Well, yeah, it was really hard to engage with people. Yeah, everything had to be done virtually. Yeah.
So it was kind of a checkbox thing. And I knew, as we had all discussed, we can't do that. I mean, this has to be meaningful for us to really be able to make the impacts that we want in the county. And so I'm thrilled that we've got as many partners stepping up. You've got a whole stack of pretty little flashcards and papers, and you gave this presentation, and you've been giving it all over the place. But let's kind of just go through it a little bit and talk about the composition of the survey itself, how we're going to start collecting the information, and all of those good things.
So the survey will be available in electronic format. They'll be able to go online through any internet connection and complete it from a mobile phone or a PC. But we're also going to offer it in paper, because some people just prefer it that way. And sometimes you just want to take it on paper and be done with it. So online in paper, and we'll offer it in English and in Spanish.
That's our first time doing it in Spanish. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's great for our community.
So we're really wanting to get more of the public feedback this time around. You know, we've surveyed our community before, but it's mostly just been what we say, the usual voices, like the people who are involved in health and wellness already, but we want to get people who we haven't heard from before. So English and Spanish, and we're looking to really get voices, like I said, from all across the county, from all walks of life, all communities of color, all languages.
Yeah, it's important. What we believe we know, this type of a survey will either reinforce that, or it will provide us insights of things we did not know. And I think that, to me, is what's the most critical and the most important. We have to hear from people. You know, they will say, well, kind of opening yourself up for criticism. You know what? That's okay. Bring it. If that's what it is, let's hear it. Because a lack of a response is not acceptable right now. We need to hear from people.
We need to hear from the people who are experiencing these issues and these challenges.
The questions, what kind of topics are they going to cover, Sarah? Do you know?
So there are questions in 8 different sectors. And I can read this off to you here. So healthcare is the first one. Public health is the second one, which they're similar, but from a delivery standpoint, they're different. Work sites, so the health and wellness resources that are available to you at work. Early child care and education. Schools, faith communities, K-State research and extension, and then the community environment. So we want to know all these places that you're going within the community and you're accessing health and wellness resources. How do you prefer to receive them? What are your needs? What are we missing? What are the barriers that you're experiencing to accessing these services? So sometimes they're available, but maybe you're not able to access them for one reason or another. Maybe it's cost. Maybe it's distance. Maybe it's insurance, you know, who knows? But we want to know what's preventing you from accessing these resources that are available here. And then, are there resources that we don't have that we could bring to the table and strive in the next cycle to bring to our county?
Okay. And the document or the process, it's going to require a little bit of investment from an individual that's a respondent, right? Because we have some pretty lofty goals as to how many responses we'd like to have.
Yeah, well, you say lofty. We want responses from 65% of the households in Cali County.
That's lofty.
That's over 8,000 surveys.
That's ambitious.
And when you compare that, before we've probably got maybe 300 to 500. So we really just want widespread data. The survey itself is more comprehensive than what we've done in the past. So we're asking more questions across different environments and sectors. So we primarily have asked about like those healthcare and public health questions. But what we're learning is that there are more things that impact your health other than just healthcare delivery. So your transportation, your housing, your insurance, your economic status.
Yeah, really. You know, the availability of food close by. Mm-hmm. And that sounds funny, but in the county as diverse as ours is, not everybody lives close to a grocery store or has access to that. Allie, you're by training and working with us here at the health department, you're an epidemiologist. And by that, I mean, you look a lot at data.
Yes.
Right. So explain to folks why it's important for us to have, you know, thousands of responses as opposed to just a few hundred.
Well, we've been talking about this being a community needs assessment, and we need to hear from the community. Our community is pretty diverse, so we need to hear from different people, but there's also a threshold that we would need so that our data is considered valid. Otherwise, it's just what we've been talking about. It's the people we already know about. It's from us. I mean, it's all of us answering it. So for us to have valid data, it allows us as partners to really take a look at what's available and start assessing problems, but also proposing solutions to make it better for the community.
So really, this is kind of a call to action to the community. I mean, because we need people and households to step up and actually do this. Now, let's talk about, you know, it's going to be a pretty lengthy survey. It's going to take some time. What is it that we've got out there to motivate people to go ahead and engage with us in doing this?
That's a great question. So we have some incentives because the survey is a little bit more comprehensive, and it could take up to 20 to 25 minutes. You can skip questions. You know, that's okay. There may be some questions that don't apply to you, so you might be able to whiz through it a little bit faster. But to say thank you, we are giving $10 in chamber checks to the first 3,200 households. And we're able to do that because we've received some grant funds. The first one was from K-State Research and Extension. And then we also received news, you guys will be the first to hear this, on Friday, received a larger grant from a regional healthcare foundation as well. So we have over $30,000 in incentives to award to people in our community. And that's money that's going to go right back into our community because it's chamber checks.
So for carving out a little bit of time to answer the survey, they will receive chamber bucks. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that's what they call them because mm-hmm. we've used them a lot at the health department when we do things that they can spend at basically any merchant in the community, if I remember mm-hmm. right.
So. Any merchant that is a member of the chamber, which most of them are.
Yeah.
And so they get a check, and it's just used just yeah. like cash would
right.
be.
Yeah.
So they can spend that at any local business that's a chamber member, again, in Arc City or Winfield.
Yeah, and what that does, then it just goes ahead and bolsters the local economy again, which I think everybody can understand. That part, I think, is really exciting. How are we going to get to 3,200 families?
We have volunteers. So far we have had 17 volunteers go through our volunteer training. We have a couple bilingual volunteers, but we really need boots on the ground. I mean, if we're looking at getting over 8,000 surveys from households, we need people to help us do that. We also have some incentives for our volunteers as well. So up to $250 for some of our top survey collectors. We are working with our local colleges to get volunteers. We're working with the nursing program at Southwestern College, working with ACEs at Cowley. And then we also have just people in the community who want to help out, who are going to be going out and making sure we're hearing from those unheard voices. We've got people in Udall and in Burden working on Dexter. If you're in Dexter and want to help out, give us a call. But yeah, we're looking for people who could either go to what we call a catchment site, which is a place where you could collect a number of surveys at one time. That maybe that's an employer, maybe that's a basketball game, maybe it's lunch at the senior center, just places where you can get a lot of surveys at once. Or if you would like to partner up with someone, you could go door to door. And as I mentioned earlier, we are looking for specific populations, so those unheard voices. So we really want to try and get surveys from minorities, lower income populations,
everybody. Yeah.
Allie, and our rural
that.
Communities too. Yeah. Like not just, isn't just Winfield. This isn't just Arc City. We want to get, our more rural populations too.
We brainstormed a little bit about how the health department can do that. Remember?
Yes.
And we had some ideas. I know we've got bilingual staff.
Right.
And we were talking about even, you know, inviting families in to come in like on a Saturday morning for an hour. or something like that.
And just to help people work through it. And it's not too bad. 25 minutes really isn't in the grand scheme of things. The rewards here are worth it.
I think it's going to be important because we already know, you know, we're seeing some of those folks come in for services, but yet they don't share with us. So this would be a good way to kind of bridge that gap and for us to build bridges as well.
Right. And we're actually going to be embedding this survey into some of our appointments while it's open. Yeah.
So, which is kind of neat because it's all about getting as many responses as we can. And then we're going to time warp a little bit now, Sarah, or maybe I should ask you, is there something else we want to talk about prior to us talking about what we do with the data once we collect it?
I just want to say that, like, if for some reason you don't have access to the internet at home and you don't, you're not going to be somewhere where it's a catchment site or we don't make it to you door to door, you can go to any of the public libraries in Cali County. They will have that. We are hoping to launch somewhere around March 11th. So be looking for information posted in the community on the survey. If you don't subscribe to, you know, any of the local news sites, you know, we're going to have some table tents around letting you know that the survey is live. But yes, you can go to any of the local libraries. You can complete it online or paper, and then you can just get your chamber checks right then at that time.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this is all going to unfold.
Right. And I think another thing, too, that's important is while we want to hear from the community, and we've been emphasizing that a lot, that the survey is completely anonymous. And so your name and identity Yes. will not be tied to your responses.
That is very important to bring up, Allie. I'm glad you did that. We will be getting your address for a couple of reasons. One, we want to make sure that we're hitting a lot of different geographic areas within the county. So if we're missing a neighborhood, we want to try and go out to that neighborhood and collect some surveys. But then also that helps us validate your information for the chamber checks. But there is in no way is your survey going to be tied to that address verification. So again, completely anonymous. Even if the survey volunteers do come to your door or they come to your employer and collect a survey, they don't handle the survey. You put it in an envelope. They don't touch it. So they're not going to know what you answered. And then the data is input by the KU School of Medicine, Wichita. So not even anyone here locally in our community is going to see that information until we get it later.
Yeah, and the online ones are done through a survey tool, electronic survey tool. So how do people that do it online, and let me back up because I was kind of stumbling over that. The incentives, the rewards for taking the survey are limited to per household, not mm-hmm. individual, correct?
Correct.
So it's not like you can have five people in a house, do that. But there may be situations where we have more than one family living in a home. Have we thought about that?
I think it just goes per address.
Per address, okay. Yeah. So one per household. Mm-hmm. And then...
But if you have, like, different apartment numbers within the same address, the different apartment numbers or room numbers can each receive
$10. That's important. And then, the result of all of this raw data coming in is going to be filtering it into the community health needs assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And that process is a little bit more unique because we anticipate if we get this many responses back, we're going to have a list as long as I am tall of needs or areas that we have to focus on, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do with all of that? How are we going to ever sort through it all?
Well, after the survey is done, we're actually going to be hosting 8 different focus groups throughout the community. And that goes along in line with those environmental sectors that I mentioned earlier. When you're taking the survey, you can indicate on the verification form that you would be interested in participating in a focus group. And then we'll reach out to you and see if we can get you to come talk to us because, we have our quantitative research with our survey. We also need qualitative research and we want to hear from people. Looking at numbers in a report is great. It kind of shows us where to focus our efforts, but hearing those experiences and hearing the feedback from people is going to be just as important. So hopefully there'll be lots of opportunities for people to participate that way as well. And then I wanted to give some examples on what some other communities have been doing. This is actually the 12th community that the KU School of Medicine has conducted this survey in. And Kearney County over in western Kansas, after they did their survey, they identified that the community wanted some community gardens, they wanted enhanced social services and an urgent care center. They received $2 million in grants to make those things happen. And then Haskell County identified access to childcare, and the hospital was able to develop a child care center to help recruit and retain staff, and partnered with the school district to also help with the teachers' need mm-hmm. for childcare. And so those are some of the things that we want to listen to our community and say, like, what are the most important things? And so we'll be identifying maybe 3 to 5 top things that come out of this project that we can tackle within the next 3 years, right. and maybe look for additional grant funding to bring more money to our community to make that happen.
Exactly. So the community health needs assessment gets all of this. We refine it. We look at it. We talk with people further. And then basically those most urgent needs rise to the top. And then it gets to the next part. Right, Allie?
Right.
And what is that?
That is the community health improvement plan process.
Right. And that is something I know that we at the health department are always excited about, because that CHIP is what we call it, is a 3-year plan for us to do what? Kind of focus our efforts to really make impactful improvement in the health.
Advancing those needs.
Yeah. So that's, because people say, well, we're just doing this, but why are we doing it? You know, and I've always said, I don't want to have all of this happen just to have a pretty report that we put on a shelf and then we ignore.
Yeah, that's not for the community at all.
This is about actually making impactful changes. Now, it doesn't happen overnight. It does take time. But we have seen those types of things happen, and we have seen long-term improvements occur. We just had folks on with the Hope Squad talking about suicide prevention, and we're looking at how that's moving forward. I know at the health department, we looked at teen pregnancies from long ago, and we've seen improvement in those areas, but we still have work to do.
Right.
But these two tools that come out of it, the community health needs assessment, which is vital to make sure that we maintain our critical access care facility in the county, and then, of course, the health improvement plan, which is the where we all take ownership, and people can step up and say, yeah, we can help do this, and we actually put the plan together to make those things happen. That's why it takes us a year to do this. You know, it doesn't just happen in a back room over the weekend, mm-hmm. right?
Well, and mentioning all those partners from earlier, I mean, it's not just the hospital and the health department that's going to use that health improvement plan. I mean, local governments are going to look at it, schools, colleges, you know, again, with childcare initiatives, we're going to be able to make this more widespread throughout our county and collaborate to make it happen together, because we can't work against each other. It's not just like, oh, the hospital's doing this project. We can make a bigger impact if everyone in the county is on the same page and working towards the same goals.
Right. Now, Sarah, if folks want to know more or get to learn more about this or even become a trainer, how do we suggest they go about that?
Mm-hmm. So if you would like to be a volunteer, you can get a hold of me at William Newton Hospital, and I can send you a registration form to get that started. There's a little bit of training you have to go through, because we do follow ethical research steps and guidelines, and then we can get going that way. So you can email me at marketing@wnmh.org or give me a call at 620-222-6262. And if you are thinking you might want to host a survey collection at your job site or at your church or at your PTO meeting, give us a call. We can come to you. We can have volunteers come to you, and we could do some iPads where you can take it online, or we could bring some paper copies, whatever you think is going to work best. We can come to you. And then also just look for the survey link, share it with your family and friends, share it out on social media. Again, we would love to award all of those chamber bucks. Like, that would be the goal. If we were able to award, you know, over, at this point, we have over $30,000 in chamber bucks mm-hmm. To put back in our community. That's our goal.
That's amazing.
We want to get all that out.
That's amazing. And I think it's absolutely doable. We just need people to understand what we're doing and why. This is not some kind of a fluke thing. This is truthfully important. If you've ever said, oh gosh, if they would just listen to me, well, here's your opportunity for us to listen. And so we really need folks to step up and help us make this as best as it can be for the community. I know we're probably coming up on time. I know all of the things you've talked about, we're probably going to have linked in our podcast notes.
Yes, in our episode notes.
Yeah, and so that'll be out there.
And then I forgot to mention this earlier, but you know, our local health coalition, Rise Cowley, has a website, risecowley.org, and that will kind of be the landing page for all of this. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to kind of read an FAQ about the survey. You'll be able to take the survey. You'll be able to sign up for, if you want to go there, you'll be able to sign up for volunteer training there. We don't have that quite ready yet as of the time of this podcast, but that will kind of be the hub for everything.
And that's a good opportunity for us to kind of promote Rise Cowley as well, because it is a community-wide coalition. The fact that a lot of us are in the healthcare realm there, but this is, man, there are a cross sector of people all over. And if you're curious about Rise, hit that website, come to one of our meetings. We have the open ones on a quarterly basis, and come in and listen and talk with folks. This is all about the community. We're going to get better and better if we have more and more folks engage with us. That's, I think, one of the long-term goals coming out of this, right?
Right.
And it's called, again, Health Counts in Cowley County. So we want all residents to know that their voice matters, their health matters here, and their health counts here in Cowley County.
Anything else you want to add to it? Anything we missed? You know, it's amazing. It always amazes me how quickly time flies by when we start talking about a topic like this. It seems like, oh, man, we could talk all day. Allie, is there anything?
Not that I can think of.
I know.
That's a pretty good overview.
Yeah. I mean, I Sarah, again, thank you so very much for carving out some time today out of your schedule to come join us and do this. I think it's important. And if there isn't anything else, then what do we say at the end of these things? Hey, everybody.
Until next time, stay well.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us for this edition of For the Health of It, Cowley County. We hope you found it useful and that you'll tell your friends and give us a listen again during future episodes. As always, we end today's segment by replaying a recent Public Health Minute, which is a weekly radio message focused on keeping you healthy. So, until next time, stay well, everyone. What would you do if a tornado hit your town? Would you have a place to shelter? Do you have an evacuation route? How would you stay informed? Does your home have enough supplies to last through a power outage? What's your plan for getting in contact with your family? With tornado season just over the horizon, at your local health department, we want you to ask yourself these questions before disaster can strike. Figuring out the answers is a key part of emergency preparedness. Having a plan in place and knowing what to do can keep you and your family safe during an emergency. So here's a few tips for creating your emergency plan. First, be sure to include important information like contacts, nearby shelters, and evacuation routes. Next, make sure everyone in your household is familiar with what your plan is and knows what to do in the event of an emergency. Finally, make sure you practice your plan. Practicing your plan is the best way to find out what works and what does not. Learn more about preparedness by contacting the health department or by visiting ready.gov. Helping you prepare for tornado season. It's just another way the health department works hard every day to help you stay well.